Steve Jacob pre-game interview.
We're before the bounce, thanks to the Ponds and Norland Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Of course, Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. Benny?
Kingy, we're only about 15 minutes away from Tom's Tales too.
Yes, another edition tonight that's going to come up after Chris Scott.
I can't wait. I've hardly slept a wink. I've been recounting some of the tales already to various punters who didn't hear them. And fair to say that they have had, they've had things like, they've basically wet their pants at the quality of the gold that's being delivered on K-Rock and Tom's Tales.
Essendon by trailing by 9 points against Hawthorn. They were down by about 6 goals at half time. Have pulled it back to 9 points early in the last quarter at Adelaide Oval against Hawthorn. 8-11 playing 7-8 today. Chris Scott faced the media for about 15 or 16 minutes. We've pulled the best bits out of that media conference and about 9.5 minutes worth of Chris Scott. And I started off by asking him whether Joel Selwood would line up against the Bulldogs tomorrow night.
I don't think so, Kingy. We'll give him a chance to play. We'll get him give him a chance to train today and see how he goes and keep an open mind. But I think it's unlikely. We've been through the situation with Joel in the past, in particular last year, where we probably left the decision to play up to him a little bit too much. And, you know, he would play with no arms and legs if you left it completely up to him, and it's just not the right thing for us, in our opinion, to play him when he's less than 100%. So we've got great confidence that the little niggle he's got around his knee is minor, but we're at the stage of the season, and he's at the stage of his career, to be frank, as a 32-year-old, where we should only ask him to play when he's close to 100% capacity. And I mean, he could well prove that to us today, but I think it's unlikely.
Are you almost having to hold him back this week? Was he pretty keen to play then, from what you're saying?
Yeah. That's what I was alluding to. That like a few of our guys, you know, Zach Tui's in a similar boat. If we simply left it up to the player, they'd be out there every week and they'd do themselves a disservice, I think. But it's a common trait in real competitors, certainly in the sporting field, that they spend a lot of time mentally committing themselves to things that maybe are detrimental to them physically. And with 4 games to go in the season, we're certainly not taking any liberties. If those guys were fit enough to play near 100% capacity, they'd absolutely be in the team. And I think that's the case with Zach Tui this week. We think he'll play. But yeah, there is an element of saving Joel from himself. There's no doubt about that. But having said that, I think he's shifted a little bit from where he was even last year, and certainly a couple of years ago, where, you know, he just felt that for the team to play well, you know, he needed to be in the team leading the way, whether he was fit or not.
What do you think of the prospect of a pre-finals bye, Chris?
I haven't really given a lot of consideration. I don't think we have any influence over it. My interpretation has been that the AFL's want has been to get the games in the can as quickly as possible. And I suspected that would be the way they would go. But obviously, if they're considering it, there's a lot more confidence that stretching the season out for a week won't do any harm.
You think it'll benefit you guys or neutral?
Neutral, I think. But we won't really know until we get to that point in time. I think I don't want to speak for Luke Beveridge, but my recollection in their premiership year was that he was strongly opposed to the pre-finals bye, and they got one, and Liberatore and others came back for the first final, end up winning the flag, and I think even he lightheartedly all of a sudden became an advocate for it. So in the end, in the moment, self-interest will win in that one.
Chris, will Jack Steeden back up off a 5-day break, or do you still need to manage him carefully?
We think Jack's getting better and better, so the likelihood is that he will play this week. Again, we're tending to wait until late in the preparation period with these short breaks before we make absolute decisions, but the intention is for him to play.
How much emphasis do you put on that third quarter from the Bulldogs last week and the way that I would move the ball and what you do this week in your planning?
Yeah, I think that period of the game where they had great ascendancy is something that we need to plan for. Obviously, we you know, have great respect for the way they have played over the course of the season, particularly the last couple of weeks. They have got a bit of personnel back into their team and their midfield's looking really, really strong. But it's not just that patch against Melbourne there. The pattern of their good footy has been quite plain to see. They're a fast ball-moving team. They're really dangerous when they get the game on their terms. And it's hard to arrest that because generally it starts you know, around the source and in the midfield, and you know, to a man, they've got stars right through their midfield.
Do you think players should be fined for staging, Chris? Or do you think it's something that should be left for umpires to work out?
I haven't put a great deal of thought into it, so I'll answer cautiously. I'm not a big fan of fining full stop in any way, shape or form in society in general. It may well be a necessary evil in some parts of society. I can't remember the last time we fined a player. I don't think we ever have in my time at Geelong. I think it's a silly juvenile idea. But you need some sort of deterrent, don't you? So I haven't got the answer. But yeah, if the question is as simple as should we fine players, my answer is no.
Do you find stage in a problem in the game, or do you think it's an overreaction this week or lately?
I think we always overreact to short-term stimulus. Do I like staging? No, we encourage our players strongly not to do it. But sometimes these things are an instinctive reaction. You can say in principle, I would never exaggerate contact as a player, and then you're in that moment, before you know it, you've done it. But I think there's been some reasonable commentary around it. I haven't heard anything like all of it, but you know, the idea that players stage because they tend to get rewarded for it is a valid one. And I think if you know, quite regularly I'm hearing the umpires say, now, no, you ducked, or you know, no, you exaggerated. And I think that's in general good policy.
We still got a scratch match lined up for Saturday against the Dogs, Chris. And if so, Narkel, Ford and Constable sort of in the frame to be playing at this stage in that scratch match?
Yeah, we think we'll get pretty good representation in that game. So a few guys who have been unable to get that match practice. Josh Jenkins will be another one. Again, I shouldn't individualise because there's a big group of players, but we're looking forward to that hit out. We've got some guys who have played a little bit in those scratch matches but have been limited for one reason or another. Quinton Narkel is one I will expand on. Quinton had a bout of food poisoning, which really held him up for a long period of time. He played in some of our match practice when in retrospect he probably shouldn't have. He could hardly go watching him play. And it's taken him a long time to recover. So that match practice will be valuable for him now. It seems as if he's over that problem.
Dare I ask about the number five, Chris?
Yeah, not this week, Kingy. But, you know, you like him as much as I do, so, you know, which is a lot. So, you know, both of us and others as well are excited at the prospect of him coming back. But, no, just not quite this week. But Saturday will be a really good opportunity for him to press his case again.
Do you get to a point where you do put a line through him for the year, and as you said, you want to play the long game with him, and that 2021 becomes more realistic, or is the door still wide open, or is it slightly ajar? Can you sort of not put a percentage on it, but is he a legitimate chance of playing football this year with now only 300 away games in the sphere to do that?
Yeah, he is, but you make a good point that at some point the door does close. You know, as the season goes on, or you know, without completely closing it, the gap becomes a bit narrower. Yeah, I mean, Nakaya, look, I'll just say that it is getting to the point where this is an important bit of match practice for him on Saturday, but he's not on his own in that situation.
How's he going, Chris? With the, you know, it's obviously been difficult being out for so long and getting to this point where he's getting close.
I think Nakai's in the best place he's been in for a long, long time. His partner's up here. She's heavily pregnant. I hope that's public enough. I don't like breaking... I'm a very private person myself. I don't like people speaking about my private life, so I shouldn't talk about others. But my interpretation is that life's pretty good for him.
How close is Josh Jenkins, Chris?
Yeah, he's very close, Nick. We're working through what our best structure is, and you know, we've obviously got a pretty clear idea of that, but we like to stay open-minded, and that's because sometimes the individuals can play their way you know, into a position that might slightly shift our structure, and Josh is in that boat. He was really held up with a back problem early in the year, and it took him a long time to regain full fitness. And then he's been a victim, like a lot of players in the AFL, of not having consistent second-tier games to find some match practice in. So that's really the only reason it's taken so long. But no, we think he's a live option for us over the next couple of weeks and beyond.
You speak about that forward structure. Are you going to stick with the same structure, especially Cam with Ruddy Belair, we saw last week against the Crows?
We haven't absolutely finalised it. What we're pretty confident in is Taylor coming back. So that's another tall coming back in. If anything, that's sort of the shift to our structure that we need to consider rather than looking at the other end of the ground.
Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.